Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Pete McCall, and thank you for tuning in to the All About Fitness podcast. This episode of All About Fitness is going to be a quick fit tip where I talk about two specific topics. One is self-care, and two is blood flow restriction. First, before I go into the topic of self-care, I'm going to give you a little update. A couple months ago, I shared about going to my doctors and doing my annual physical, and then I put on a little bit of weight. I hadn't really paid too close of attention to it. I'd gotten up around 220. I think I was at 221 or 222, which is a little bit heavy for me. Usually, I like to be rolling right around 205 to 210, give or take thereabouts. When I played rugby, my playing weight was right about 200, but I was doing a heck of a lot of running to do that. Right now, as I record this, it's about 3 months after that physical. I got down, by early August, I got down from 220 down to 205. In about 6 weeks, I dropped about 15 pounds, which is not hard to do. If you're looking for weight loss, you want to look for about 2 to 3 pounds a week. That's not that hard to do. You cut back what you're not supposed to eat. We all do that. We all know we're not supposed to eat. And sometimes we can get a little sloppy in our nutrition. So when we need to lose weight, it's easy to kind of dial it back. Pay a little bit more attention to that, and boom. So in the first number of weeks, maybe 6 or 7 weeks, I cut about 15 pounds. Since early August, I'm recording this in late September, for the last 5 or 6 weeks, I've been hovering right between 206 and 209, somewhere around them, which is fine. I just want to give you that update. Next thing up that I'm going to talk about is self-care. What are we doing for self-care? I know this is a big topic. I know it sounds a little whatever out there, but it's really important. I recently spent a week at the Rancho La Puerta Resort in northern Mexico. I was a guest instructor there. I was doing lectures. I gave a couple lectures about my books, Smarter Workouts and Ageless Intensity. I was teaching some workouts for the members or for the guests at the resort. And I'm going to probably be doing that again. I want to be doing that about once, maybe twice a year. And I would invite you, I'm going to put that on the podcast and invite you to join me there, because it's a great chance to really unplug, unwind, and take some time off. Because at Rancho La Puerta, they don't have TVs in the rooms. They reduce the amount of cell phones. And what they want you to do is focus on yourself for a week, to be a little selfish for a week. They have a mainly vegetarian diet. You go into the meal hall. They have fabulous cooking. They do have some meat options, some protein options, but primarily vegetarian meals. So it's a great way to kind of restart your nutrition program. They have a lot of exercise, a lot of activity. It's a great way to restart your exercise and activity program. Going to a place like Rancho La Puerta is a great opportunity just to kind of unwind and focus on yourself. And I mean, that's kind of what self-care is. Self-care is being a little bit selfish. Because if you don't take care of yourself, who's going to do that? You know, you might be thinking, well, I have to do this, I have to do that. But you know what? If you overwork, if you overtrain, if you overdo it, what's going to happen? You know, a couple of episodes ago, I interviewed Dr. Anthony Balduzzi, who started the Fit Father Project. And one of the things that motivated him was seeing his father die in an early age of disease, of cancer. And the reason why I say that is if you don't take time out every now and then just to slow down a little bit and focus on yourself, you don't have to do it at Rancho La Puerta. You can do it anywhere. You can stay at home and just relax for a few days. But everything in life, stress accumulates. Exercise stress accumulates. Work stress accumulates. Emotional stress, any relationship you have will accumulate. So taking some time to step away from that or just to kind of down-regulate. We have two primary drivers in our nervous system. We have our sympathetic nervous system, which is our fight or flight. We have our parasympathetic nervous system, which is rest and digest. And if we're always going, we can get into overstimulus of the sympathetic nervous system. That can lead to adrenal fatigue. That can lead to a whole cascade of negative health issues. The parasympathetic nervous system can be activated with breathing techniques. I'm working on trying to get a couple interviews going on understanding breathing and breath work. The parasympathetic nervous system can be enhanced by doing meditation. It can be enhanced by sleeping an extra half hour or an hour a night. Because what we want to be able to do is have that balance. Yes, we go, 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 but we also need to take that time to unwind and de-stress. And that's what I did. I did for a few days in a row. I did services. I got my first facial in a number of years. I got a foot and hand massage, got a couple different massages. And I really just feel very it was a good way to kind of just unwind, recharge. I've spent the last year and a half swimming upstream, it feels like, trying to keep my head above water with COVID, with writing a book. I got divorced a couple years ago. This is my first vacation as a divorced guy. It was very kind of relaxing just to go out, hang out, and literally all I did. I know some people love active vacations where they go do things, and I don't mind that. But all I did was just hang out and read, and I taught my classes and really just unwound and just really enjoyed not being busy for a week. So I just want to put that out there as a reminder. If you haven't taken a vacation lately, as we look at ending 2021, give yourself some time off. Give yourself permission to take some time off. Unwind, de-stress, go spend a spa day. If you're married, treat your significant other to a spa day. Do it as a surprise. Just say, hey, give me a day, an afternoon, whether it's a weekday, a weekend, book a couple spa appointments. Because that's one thing I really appreciate about my ex-wife. My ex-wife got me into appreciating spas. So I enjoy good spa treatments. So there's that. So make sure you're doing self-care because it makes a difference. Now, the next thing up is blood flow restriction. You're going to hear me talking about this in maybe one or two episodes coming up. But one of the things I did while on vacation was play around a little bit with blood flow restriction training. A number of months ago, I interviewed Dr. Jim Strait Gunderson. Dr. Strait Gunderson is an exercise physiologist. He works with high-level athletes, including members of the U.S. Olympic program. Dr. Strait Gunderson has been using blood flow restriction with his athletes, and he actually created the B-Strong, that's called the B-Strong brand of blood flow restriction training devices. They're pneumatic devices, and what you do with blood flow restriction, you put it on your upper arm, you put it on your upper thigh, and what you're doing is you're reducing vascular flow. Arterial flow is blood going from the heart to the muscles. Vascular flow is blood flow going from the muscles back to the heart, back to the lungs to be reoxygenated. So vascular flow is deoxygenated blood. Arterial flow is oxygenated blood. And so what blood flow restriction training does is try to reduce venous return of the blood to the body. And they're not really certain. There are a few different hypotheses about how blood flow restriction training works. And they're not 100% certain why it works, but they know that reducing blood flow, reducing vascular return, can enhance muscle growth rather quickly. They've seen some that's the interesting thing. I just wrote an article on the topic for the American Council on Exercise. And just a little insight for you, this is kind of what I like to do. If there's a topic I want to learn more about, I pitch the American Council on Exercise on a couple blog ideas or a couple article ideas. That way I get paid to do the research. And what I'll do is I'll write an article, and then what I'll do is on here, I try to interview one or two of those researchers so I understand a little bit more about it. I share that information with you, my audience, so you can learn more about it. And what I try to do is I try to go after the real people. And I don't mean real people. We're all real people, right? But I want to speak with the doctors doing it. I want to speak with the researchers. I don't want to speak with Johnny Buff, who's an Instagram model, who might talk about it because, oh, yeah, it makes me look good. I want to speak with the people who know, or at least are trying to understand how it changes the body. But the cool thing is, blood flow restriction training does sound dangerous. When I first heard about it, maybe 15 years ago, sometime in the mid-2000s, I kind of thought, wow, that doesn't sound right to reduce blood flow. That sounds like it might be dangerous. But in doing the research for the article I just wrote, just study after study after study, really, it's not. If it's done correctly, we have to understand that any form of exercise could be dangerous if done incorrectly. But the research on blood flow restriction shows that it's relatively safe, and it can be a very effective way to stimulate muscle growth. So once my article comes out with the American Council on Exercise, I'll be linking that into the show notes for this episode. I'll probably be publishing this episode before the article comes out. So check back. You can read the article, understand a little bit more about how blood flow restriction training works. The one of the cool things about it, one of the things they're showing with it, with BFR, and one of the reasons why I'm talking about on the podcast, is because as we age, we lose muscle mass. One of the reasons why I wrote Ageless Intensity is to help us understand how to use high intensity training so we can maintain or gain muscle mass as we age. And that's exactly what it looks like that blood flow restriction training does. Is BFR looks like it can help us enhance or maintain our muscle mass as we age. I recently interviewed Kathy Smith, a fitness icon who's been doing fitness for more than 40 years. Kathy's in her late 60s, and she uses blood flow restriction training to maintain muscle mass. Recently, I was on Todd Durkin's podcast, and Todd told me that he's been playing with blood flow restriction training to understand how to use it. Another friend of mine, well, Bobby Congleton. I had Bobby on. Bobby works with professional baseball players here in San Diego, and Bobby told me he does some BFR work with some of his baseball players. So I think you're going to be seeing, I know you're going to be seeing a lot more about blood flow restriction coming up. What's happening is we're getting a lot more research on the topic to understand that it's safe. The other thing that's happening is different companies are coming out with products like Dr. Straight Gunderson with the B-Strong brand. It's tough for me to say B-Strong brand of blood flow restriction training. Try to say that five times fast. But Dr. Straight Gunderson has developed the B-Strong brand of blood flow restriction training devices. So you're going to start seeing more products coming on the market. So I'm bringing it to you on the podcast to help you learn a little bit more about the science of it, the science behind it, and that, hey, number one, it's safe. But number two, like anything else in exercise, you have to do it the right way. And you have to look for people who know what they're doing in order to get that training. So with that, that's a quick fit tip is don't forget your self-care. Take care of yourself. Sometimes we do need to be a little bit selfish, put ourselves first. Take care of ourselves so we can take care of the other people that we love in our lives. That's very important. And two, keep your eyes open. You're going to be seeing a lot more about blood flow restriction. I'm going to help you try to learn more about it so you can learn how to apply it to your workout programs. I'll be writing. I wrote about it for the American Council on Exercise. I'll probably be doing a blog about it on my PeteMcCallFitness.com blog. You'll probably hear one or two interviews on the topic coming up soon, which is why I do the quick fit tips to kind of introduce the topic as we go forward. Hey, stay in touch with me. Let me know what your plans are for the rest of the year. Don't gain weight this holiday season. Come on. None of us want to do that. You've been moving all year. You've been grooving all year. Watch out for all the empty calories flying around between now and January 1st. Don't wait until January to kickstart your fitness program. The best thing to do is get started or stay active right now. Yes, our schedules get busy, but what I'm going to try to do going forward on my Instagram, All About Fitness Podcast Instagram, is help you identify solutions that you can use to stay active when time gets tight. So with that, as always, thanks for stopping by, and I do look forward to have you join me for future episodes of All About Fitness.